Haskell, Brother and Sister, Loma Linda, California, November 11, 1907. Elder and Mrs. Haskell, Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, we feel that you are needed in the Southern California field at this time. W.C. White thinks that you may be planning to labor for a time in Nashville, but I feel that your labors are very essential right here at Loma Linda, and I hope that you will not delay coming longer than seems necessary. If ever such help as you can give was needed, it is now. We have found that some things are not as they should be, and I have borne a decided testimony concerning the workings of a one-man power. I wrote a very decided testimony regarding the course of Elder Reaser and read it to Elders Daniels, Irwin, Cottrell, and a few others. A copy was sent to Brother Reaser, and I think that he has decided to resign his position as president of the conference. He has sown seed that will bear evil fruit. By his words and by his actions, he has disseminated doubts regarding the testimonies. Yesterday I spoke in the assembly hall here at Loma Linda, and the Lord gave me a decided message. Elder Reaser opened the meeting with prayer, and I followed him with an earnest prayer for the presence of the Holy Spirit. I then spoke for 1 hour, and the Lord greatly helped me. Now I hope that you can soon be here. The spirit of doubt and uncertainty that has been implanted in the minds of many in this conference demands that a strong testimony be born in the churches. My message to Elder Reaser was that he is not fitted to serve as the president of any conference. Elder Cottrell may have to serve until we can secure someone to act as president. But we must not be in such a hurry that we shall again secure a man who will consider that his mind and judgment are to bear absolute rule in all departments of the conference. We left home Sunday, October 27th, and have been here at Loma Linda since that time. While I have been here, I have had all the burdens that I could possibly carry. I have not had a full night's sleep since coming here. My soul has been filled with anguish to see men assume power that belongs to God. But we hope that this spirit has been broken in this conference, and that there will be changes for the better. Yesterday we had a thunder shower at the time appointed for me to speak in the assembly hall on the hill. I was well wrapped up and taken in a wheelchair to the place of meeting. The Lord helped me in speaking from the 55th, 56th, and 58th chapters of Isaiah. The Lord is sustaining me wonderfully, for which I praise His holy name. Last Friday, Elder Luther Warren arrived from Nebraska, bringing with him 46 students. Still others are coming to attend the school here. I shall be glad to see you here soon. In haste.